Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's been major changes on WWE's holiday tour, plus another title match added to day one, and the wrestling world pays tribute to Marcus Crane. For Tuesday, December the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I could talk about how obnoxious you both are and how I threw up in my mouth a little bit listening to your vows. But I won't do that. I won't talk about what kind of man you are, using your wife as a shield and a decoy. I won't do that. Because finally, this Saturday at day one, I have a match against you. What are you doing? Stop! Man, I'm just messing with you. I'm just playing mind games. Oh, listen. I don't want to spoil your wedding, okay? So I'll just... Wait, you didn't want this to be a white wedding, did you?
I know that music. Ceremony! A bloodbath for the Miz and Maurice! You're gonna pay for this, Edge! Saturday, Atlanta, day one! I got a feeling it's Edge who's gonna embarrass the Miz again at WWE day one! This Saturday.
That was the wedding day bloodbath in speech marks because it was black and definitely not red that fell from the ceiling. On a very interesting episode of Raw with some notable absences both in front of the camera and behind the scenes on last night's Raw. A lot of this due to COVID-19. Some people testing positive. Some people wanting just to stay away from potential infection so they can be part of WWE Day 1 on Sunday. So PW Insider confirmed that Kevin Dunn, Michael Hayes, Adam Pearce, Bruce Pritchard, and Vince McMahon were not at Monday Night Raw's taping in Detroit last night. The show was run by John Laurinaitis and Ed Koski. There was also a lot of notable other absences from the show last night and from the weekend holiday house show tour as well, which we will get into in just a moment. A few little surprises on last night's Raw, partly I think as a result of some of these rewrites, partly as a result of I think WWE testing the water with some folks. So Eric Bischoff was in the main event scene. He was the guy who was overseeing the wedding vows of Maurice and The Miz. Good to see Eric Bischoff, WWE Hall of Famer, back on television as a pleasant surprise. And we also saw Grayson Waller make an appearance on Raw last night. Grayson Waller's been feuding with AJ Styles via social media. We saw AJ Styles turn up on NXT last week, and now Grayson Waller making his first appearance on Monday Night Raw. Now, part of this is a test of the waters to see, you know, how Grayson Waller looks in that realm, and I don't know whether there's any long-term plans to call him up just yet. Also, again, it's a situation where there's a lot of notable absences from the show, and it's a case of, well, that makes sense to put him there. WWE has said previously that absences on house show tours and such will be filled by NXT stars, and this is just an example of that. Grayson Waller and AJ Styles had a fun war of words ahead of WWE Day 1 on Saturday. Actually, talking of Day 1 on Saturday, the Raw Tag Team Championships will now be contested. It'll be RK-Bro putting the titles up against the number one contenders now, the Street Profits. They'll challenge Orton and Riddle on Day 1. They got the shot by defeating Rey and Dominic Mysterio last night in the finals of the RK-Bronament, the ones that were postponed the other week as a result of absence. Montez Ford well and truly back in the fold. And we now have a Raw Tag Team Championship match for Sunday. It's going to be Riddle and Randy Orton facing Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. That should be a fun night for those. Also for the card, as far as we know, we will see Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss going one-on-one. Edge goes one-on-one with The Miz. The SmackDown tag titles on the line, the Usos facing The New Day. Becky Lynch faces Liv Morgan for the Raw Women's title. Big E is defending his WWE Championship against Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Lashley. And the Universal Champion Roman Reigns is set to compete against Brock Lesnar. That is WWE Day 1 that goes down on Sunday.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE's holiday live event tour got off to quite a rocky start over the weekend. Raw show from Madison Square Garden took place. The SmackDown show took place from Tampa. However, the card was very much subject to change. Major talents were pulled from that show as a result of COVID. Talent being taken from the holiday house show loop comes days after WWE's latest COVID-19 outbreak. And now not all talent that were on the show had tested positive. According to Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer, it's a case of WWE keeping some superstars off live events to ensure that the Day 1 pay-per-view headliners are at less risk of missing the show. But what this meant was a big change to both cards over the holiday weekend. So on the Raw side, at Madison Square Garden on December the 26th, Big E, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, and Zelina Vega all missed the show. Universal Champion Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura, the Intercontinental Champion, and Xavier Woods all missed the SmackDown show in Tampa. Big E and Seth Rollins were both absent from the Raw Madison Square Garden show, so therefore that scheduled WWE title steel cage match couldn't go ahead. WWE booked Edge in the main event, facing Kevin Owens inside a steel cage. This was noted by PW Insider that Edge was rushed to New York so he could be on this show, and they realised how deep the absences were going to be. They had to do something to get some main event Kaliber talent in there. So Edge's involvement with the show was a very last minute decision, and he got the phone call, he said, on Christmas Eve to say, can you be in New York for December the 26th? Also, they added Tommaso Ciampa and Pete Dunne to the card in Madison Square Garden. It was a last minute decision to see Ciampa facing and defeating Pete Dunne with the NXT Championship on the line. Now, at the same time, we have the show taking place in Tampa, Florida, which is missing Shinsuke Nakamura, King Woods, and the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. So instead, we had a show-long storyline between Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Drew opened the night. The Usos came out to beat up Drew McIntyre. Sheamus made the save, and then a challenge was thrown down for later on for Sheamus and Drew McIntyre to challenge for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. When they were unsuccessful in winning the titles, Sheamus turned on Drew McIntyre, and then later on in the night, in the main event of the whole evening, Drew and Sheamus had a street fight to send people home happy. The SmackDown Women's title was on the line that night as well, with Charlotte Flair defeating Sasha Banks. They had themselves a little bit of a back and forth post-match as well, with Sasha Banks laying Charlotte Flair out at the end of the night. But they did all right, considering the main absence of some people. They even had some 24/7 shenanigans on that show as well. Dana Brooke backstage avoiding Aaliyah, Tony Storm, and Drew Gulak stealing the belt from her. The holiday tour nightmare continues for WWE, though, because they're doing the best they can with the circumstance they got. But obviously, with talent missing and concerns of that nature, WWE have now postponed the holiday show planned for tomorrow in Toronto, Canada. This was the one that was going to be hosted by Trish Stratus at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. WWE announced that they are rescheduling the event to March of 2022. March the 27th, to be exact. Coca-Cola Coliseum has announced that tickets are currently on sale through Ticketmaster, and all originally purchased tickets will be honored for the rescheduled date. So it's been a rocky holiday tour for WWE, all the while with one eye on WWE Day One.
He is the devil's red dick and the plague bringer, Marcus Crane.
And finally, the wrestling world has paid tribute to Marcus Crane, who passed away suddenly at the age of 33 years old. Marcus Crane was a deathmatch wrestler from Illinois. He wrestled for AAW, Game Changer Wrestling, ICW, and many other wrestling promotions up and down the United States. Marcus Crane had emergency brain surgery back in 2019. Doctors discovered an infection that was eroding his skull and affecting his brain, and this led to part of Crane's skull being removed. Now, despite this, Crane had been working on a full-time in-ring return at the time of his passing, stepping back into action very briefly in a quick one-off match for GCW over WrestleMania week in April. And it was announced yesterday that Marcus Crane, unfortunately, has passed. ICW of New York have tweeted, "You brightened our dysfunctional little world from the second you entered it. Thank you for all the amazing memories that will last a lifetime." AEW's Lee Moriarty writes, "Rest easy, Marcus Crane. Every talk we had together was always positive." NXT's Whackin' Wild says, "RIP Marcus Crane. I have so many memories with this dude, and I will miss him like crazy." Nick Halsman from Wrestling Inc. did a really special tribute to him on his show last night. He tweeted out, "One of my best friends, completely crushed. I'm going to miss our recklessness and laughs." And GCW paid tribute on Twitter, saying, "He was an underdog and an outlaw. He was fearless in the ring and determined to succeed against the odds. He played a major role in GCW's early success and was part of the heart and soul of our roster from day one. We were proud to have him represent GCW at Korakuen Hall during our inaugural tour of Japan. As a friend, Marcus was caring and loyal. He was quick to smile or bring a smile to your face. We were all lucky to know him. Rest in peace, Marcus. We will miss you." We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences and our love to the friends and family of the late, great Marcus Crane. For Tuesday, December the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.